This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Joining us once more is horticultural entomologist, K-State Research and Extension, Raymond Cloyd. And Raymond, we'll start with Japanese beetles. We touched upon those last time, and they're still around, and they're still causing some trouble for homeowners. What's the story?
Absolutely, Eric. Japanese beetles are swarming all over. Basically, about a quarter of an inch, coppery colored, and they have about 13 to 14 white tufts of hairs around their abdomen, around the perimeter. No other insect has those characteristics. The adults are just feeding on everything, ornamentals, fruits, vegetables, you name it. And so what do you do now? Well, the only thing you can do is twofold. One is hand pick, but when you're talking about thousands of these, it's not really conducive. The other one is don't use Japanese beetle traps in among your plants. If you're going to use Japanese beetle traps, put them near your neighbor or somebody else, but away from the main crop, and then spraying. The problem is that most of the sprays are like 7 and pyrethroids. They will kill Japanese beetles, but the indirect effects are on bees. And if you're going to spray for Japanese beetle, do it in the early morning or late in the evening so you do not directly impact bees with those sprays. 7 is extremely toxic to honeybees and bumblebees and other bees, as well as the pyrethroids like tall star and those things. So spray early morning, late evening, not when the bees are active, and not on flowering plants, too.
In fact, that's important for a number of pests that you might be treating, practicing good stewardship and being selective with your treatments.
Absolutely. Unfortunately for Japanese beetle, there are no, we call, selective materials. They tend to be these broad-spectrum contact insecticides like Carbaryl and others that just kill everything.
Yeah.
And so you have to exercise good stewardship, read the label, and time those applications when the bees are not active.
Tell us about the green June beetle, and you say this is going after fruits, right?
Yeah, the green June beetle, unfortunately, is sometimes mistaken for Japanese beetles, but it's a lot larger than Japanese beetle and doesn't have those white tufts of hairs. But you normally see them flying around turf at low areas like a B-52 bomber, and they run into you, they make a loud buzzing noise. They're not feeding as much as Japanese beetles. They will feed on fruit. We've seen them in apples and peaches, things like that. But they're not really directly affecting the turf grass or other ornamentals. They're just more of a nuisance, you know, flying around there, and people get a little upset when these big insects are flying around their yard.
But they can damage the fruit on your trees or garden fruits such as cucumbers and tomatoes and the like.
I haven't seen them too much on tomatoes. We typically see them on fruit trees like apple and peaches. But when you have high numbers of these insects, they'll feed on anything. When they're hungry, they'll eat anything.
And in that case, you treat them again with something of a selective treatment, or?
Well, just like Japanese beetles, Eric, we don't have any alternatives. And so pretty much the materials you would use for Japanese beetle adults is the same what you'd use for green June beetle adults.
Very good. And speaking of beetles, the elm leaf beetle is out, as the name would imply, getting after elm trees.
Absolutely. In fact, the larvae will feed on the leaves, and the adults, they strip them. They make them look skeletonized. And if you looked at the base of the trees, the larvae and the pupa were all gathered around the area. You look at those trees, and there's not a lot of green content left. So what can you do? The beetles are now crawling back up to the trees, and you can use a contact insecticide like a malathion or things like that. But again, spray in the morning or late in the evening, because those will kill bees that are active, yes.
If you let these heavy infestations of elm leaf beetles go, will they in fact harm the tree for the long pole?
That's a good question, Eric, and probably not. These are large-sized trees, and so they will lose some foliage, but there's probably a lot of storage and energy left to come out with some new foliage. But if you continue to see that year after year, there would be some negative effect on those trees.
And of course, everybody wants to keep the tree foliage intact. We've still a great deal of summer to go, so that's the point in controlling these beetles, then.
I don't think a Siberian elm with brown leaves is very appealing.
No. And as always, Raymond, thanks for the latest word on insects and our horticultural plantings out there. We'll catch up again soon.
Look forward to it, Eric, as always.
Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist, Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.